Good morning. Welcome to today's EMP. I want to read today my devo for today and share with you guys along with some scripture. And these are the thoughts here. I still need to be rescued from me, because as long as sin remains, I'll be drawn to desire, think, say, and do what God names as evil. Maybe it's because it happens in little moments that we are able to look at it without concern. What am I talking about? Our struggle with sin. It happens in the little moments of life. So it is easy to see what is a very serious thing as not such a big deal. Let me explain. You and I don't live only in big moments. We probably make only a couple of big life-altering decisions in our whole lives. Not many of our biographies will find their way into the history books. Years after we die, as our descendants gather for reunions, they will struggle to remember even the big events of our lives. We all live in little, unnoticed, unremarkable, mundane moments of life. And because we do, it's very easy to back away from the seriousness of our struggle with sin that is constantly being revealed in those little moments. The little moments of your life are profoundly important precisely because they're little moments that happen to be the address where you live. Think about it this way. The character of any person's life is not shaped by two or three grand big moments of life. A person's character is formed in 10,000 little mundane moments of everyday life. It's the character that is formed in those little moments of life that determines how you think and respond in the few big moments of life that you encounter. So those little sins are not so little after all. The nasty retort, the me first pride, the flash of lust at the mall, the anger at someone who got in your way, those little bitter thoughts, your addiction to little pleasures, the impatience with a loved one. Sure, they all happen in little moments that go by so quickly you may fail to notice them, but they depict a deeply needy heart. They remind you and me that we have not risen above our need for rescuing grace. They tell us that what we have found in Christ we still desperately need. They call us to be aware and to be serious that the war for our hearts is not over. Our need for a conquering Savior has not ended. These little moments actually point the finger at something that is huge. Our struggle with sin and our need for the grace that can be found only in the Savior, the King, the Lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Such a powerful devotion that talks about the little moments in our life that build our character. Then those mundane moments of our everyday life, that's where our character is being shaped. And I'm challenged here by the author of where he says, I still need to be rescued from me, because as long as sin remains, I'll be drawn to desire, think, say, and to do what God names as evil. And I think for some of us that have walked with Christ for such a long time, maybe if we would categorize our sins, we would say it's like, oh, yeah, I still sin in my life, but it's not what it used to be, okay? And that's just what the author here is saying, that those little mundane things that we just suddenly begin to just normalize in our life as small little sin struggles in our life. And our house church has been doing a read through the book of Ephesians, and we were reading through the book of Ephesians this past week, and the Apostle Paul was talking to the Ephesians, and he starts naming in chapter four about just the relationships that people have with one another. In the way that we're meant to talk to one another in truth and love, and not to have bitterness and anger towards one another. Do not be angry, but do not let the sun come down. And it was just talking about all these just relational issues you could probably think about that happen in a relationship. And within all of that, there was this verse in particular that stood out that it says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit. And I think we were stunned by that because I think normally when we think about sins that grieve the Holy Spirit are the sins that we know are big and that we're like, oh man, we would categorize as big. And normally they have to do with sexuality, with maybe big things as stealing or even killing someone. It's like, okay, those are the big sins. And we all think, and when someone commits those things, it's like, oh, those are big sins. You've grieved God. But we were looking at that passage, and what grieved the Holy Spirit in the context of all that is our relationship with one another. And I think that really humbled us. That it made us really just think about, wow, the way we treat one another, the way we talk to one another, grieves the Holy Spirit. And I think we could get so used to maybe in the way we could be in our relationships. Maybe our relationships are just bad in general, that we're just used to talking so bad to one another and being in disunity with one another that almost becomes normalized. And we're like, oh yeah, there's fighting within the church. But as long as we're not committing any of these big issues of sin, the Holy Spirit is not grieved. But when you look at that passage in Ephesians, what grieves the Holy Spirit is our relationship with one another, is our lack of unity with one another. And so this is what the author here is talking about, that it is a character of a person's life that is shaped by these small moments in our lives. And I like how he starts naming little sins here. You know, how many of us have already qualified little sins in our lives? You know, we have our big sins probably, you know, but then our little sins that we know that probably they're wrong, but God's okay with those. Like he says, the impatience with a loved one. But all of this to say is he says that all these things that we consider little sins in these moments in our lives, all they really reveal in our heart is our continued need for our conquering Savior. And I am humbly reminded by that this morning that, man, that I still need Jesus in my life to work through the things in my life that are not big anymore. I say that sarcastically because all sins are the same, but in my eyes they've become, well, I don't deal with the big sins, but only these small sins now. Like lashing out at my husband or my kids or lashing out at my coworkers. Like these small sins, you know, having bitterness towards someone, you know, these small sins. I need Jesus for these big sins, but these other small ones, I'll try to work them out on my own in my own strength. No, we're still in need of God's conquering grace in our lives. And I like how John Piper, he talks about God's grace, that God's grace is not just meant to be forgiving, is not just meant for the forgiveness of our sins, but for the enabling power in our lives to conquer sin in our lives. And Romans chapter 7, I think it's a passage that everyone relates to when they struggle with sin. And here Paul says, we know that the law is spiritual, but I am unspiritual, sold as a slave to sin. I do not understand what I do, for what I want to do, I do not do. But what I hate, I do. And if I do what I do not want to do, I agree that the law is good. As it is no longer I myself who do it, but it is sin living in me. For I know that God, good itself does not dwell in me, that is, in my sinful nature. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. I think we've all been there in our lives where we have the desire to do what is good, but cannot carry it out. I think we've all made empty promises to God and said, God, I'll never do this ever again. Again, not the big things we can, but just the simple things like, okay, God, I will never lash out at my wife ever again. I'll never lash out at my kids ever again. I will never, God, I will, this little lie, I'll never do it again. And yet, how many of us have found ourselves, but I cannot carry it out? For I do not do the good that I want to do, maybe the desire is there, but the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing. Now, if I do what I do not want to do, it is no longer I who do it, but it is sin living in me that does it. So I find this law at work. And so Paul considers this whole thing a law being at work in our lives. Although I want to do good, evil is right there with me. For in my inner being, I delight in God's law. And I like that. I think many of us can probably relate even in this, that when we've tried even harder to say, I'm never going to do this ever again, suddenly it becomes even harder to do. And so Paul goes through this, but I see another law at work in me, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within me. What a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death? And so Paul gets to this place, and it's a bit depressing of like, okay, what I want to do, I don't do. And then what I don't want to do, that's what I do. And this war is at continually waging in me. And this is a law that is at work in my life. And it almost sounds very hopeless when Paul just gets to that point of like, wretched man, like almost like, oh man, like this just sucks to be human in some way. But then Paul finishes powerfully here in verse 25. But thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then I myself in my mind am a slave to God's love, but in my sinful nature a slave to the law of sin. And so Paul finishes powerfully with hope in our lives, that thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord, that we are still in desperate need of God's grace in our lives. Don't think that just because you've been walking with Jesus for 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, 60 years that you are not in need of God's grace in your life. You and I are both in desperate need of God's grace in our life. As P. Sam reminded us this Sunday, that as sheep, we are continually helpless and dependent on God in our life, and we are in need of His grace. So as we go into a time of worship, let us be reminded of our need for God's grace in our life. That God's grace is available in our lives, not just for us to be forgiven, but for us to be empowered to not be slaves to sin, but to be a slave to God's law. That we are still in need of a conquering Savior. That in our struggle with sin, our need for the grace that can be found only in our Savior. So Father, we thank You for Your word this morning that brings us back to You, Jesus. That brings us back to You that we are still in need of Your grace in our lives. I have not outgrown my need for Your grace. And so Father, this morning, draw us close to You. We surrender to You the areas of our life where we are still becoming more like You, Jesus. May we do so not by our own strength, but by Your grace that enables us and empowers us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
Yeah, Father, your love came down and rescued us, that we are still in need of rescuing daily in our lives, that the work of justification is done and fully complete, but the work of sanctification is continually happening daily in our lives. I want to read this Ephesians passage where it says, "Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you." And so, Father, give us grace to get rid of any bitterness, any rage or anger or slander that comes from our hearts and our mouths. Let us know that it grieves you that when we are not compassionate towards one another, that it grieves you that when we are not forgiven towards one another, that the more we experience your grace, the more we show that grace to others. And so we are in daily need of your grace to rescue us. So, Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's move into a time of community prayer. All right, good morning, everyone. Let's go into a time of prayer. Let's pray for an update on our missions. We're, I think, 40% into our goal of fundraising, so that's really, really good. We're still fundraising some more. So I'd say if you want to give towards the youth going to Indonesia, see Caleb, but let's keep that as a prayer request that God would provide. Like I shared last week, it'd be an amazing testimony for the youth to experience God's faithfulness and provision in their lives as they step out to serve God. And I think for some of them, this is their first mission trip as well at the same time. And so, yeah, that God would. So let's pray for that, for the youth and for our Indonesia team that's going to be heading out in 2 weeks, I think. Right? 2 weeks. We're almost there. And for the safety of our flights as well. Flights have been crazy as well, as you guys could probably see online. So let's pray for that as well. Yeah, Father, we lift up this team to you heading to Indonesia in a few weeks. We pray for your financial provision for the team. And we pray for the youth as well, that for some of them, this is their first time going on a mission trip. So we just pray that it will be an experience where they're able to encounter you in a fresh way as we serve the people in Indonesia. And so, Father, bring unity to the team. And yeah, we just pray for your protection as well for our flights, our coming and our going, that you watch over us and protect us. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's pray for P-Sam as well. He's feeling a little sick today, so let's lift him up in prayer. Yeah, Father, we lift up P-Sam to you, that you would bring healing over his body and rest as well, especially as he's been coming from traveling, that his body would just normalize back to here in Hong Kong. So be with him, bring healing and rest. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let's pray for our house churches as well. This is 2 more weeks before our break, so let's pray for our house churches, for people to encounter God, for healings to happen, and just for a breakthrough in all those areas. And let's pray for those at church that still don't belong to a house church as well. Let's pray for them as well. Yeah, Father, we lift up our house churches gathering this week, that you'd be with them and that you would just show up and visit them in a special way, encountering them as they share a meal with one another, pray with one another, worship with one another, that you'd be with them. And we just pray for a release of healing as well. There's anyone that comes sick to house church, that your healing would just come over their lives. And so, Father, we thank you for all the leaders serving and leading house churches, that you strengthen them as well. So, Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's pray for anyone that has feeling sick. Anyone feeling sick or need a physical healing? How's your ankle, Kenny? Getting better. Better. Not 100. All right. We'll pray for Kenny's ankle. Anyone else? Physical healing? Okay. 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 Lower back. Lower back. Okay. Oh, okay. For the kids as well. Okay. Anyone else? All right. If you're next to Kenny or Cadence, you could lay hands on them. It's biblical. It says lay your hands on the sick. So we are obedient to his word. Yeah, Father, we just lift up those that have come unwell today and just pray for a release and also Virginia as well for her back as well. Father, we just pray for a release of healing over their bodies. That the tension over Cadence's back, that would be loosened and released. The pain in Virginia's back will be healed, and the pain in Kelly and Kenny's ankle will be healed as well. And we pray for the Chung boys, that you would bring healing over their bodies as well, for a quick recovery. And we just pray a protection over the rest of the family as well, that normally when one gets sick, everyone gets sick, but that's not going to happen. That we just pray a protection over Rachel and Matt as well, that they won't get sick in the midst of taking care of their kids as well. So release your healing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right. Any prayer requests that people have that we could pray for?